My name is James Sagerton. This is the September 21st, 2021 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee.
No,
I believe we have...
What? October 12th.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at my...
You're looking at minutes.
Oops. No, I'm looking at the... It's all right. Thank you, R. Paul. October 12th, 2021. And as I said, we believe we have quorum, and so I will ask the secretary to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Teresa J. Allen? Nick Arena?
Here.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Chris Corey? Lyndon Foley, Elizabeth Von Gunten,
present.
Julie Hewitt,
here.
R. Paul Martin, here. James Sagerton,
here.
Anita Sims,
here.
Okay, that's eight.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay. I have the correct document in front of me. We're going to adopt the agenda, and to do so, I will read it. The agenda is one, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, two, roll call, three, adopt agenda, four, chair's announcements, 2 minutes, 5 minutes approval, 3 minutes, six, report, if available, on the KPFK fund drive. KPFK treasurer, 10 minutes. Seven, ICFO report, 20 minutes, report and question and answer. Eight, review of August 2021 financials, 60 minutes. Nine, budget timeline for fiscal year 2022, 10 minutes, and adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Are there any additions, amendments, discussion of the agenda? Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none, we'll go with that, which brings us to the next item, chair's announcements. Just have a few brief announcements today. There is no word yet on an approval of Pacifica's EIDL loan, emergency injury disaster loan, application. Tonight we will review the August 2021 financials that were sent to the NFC on Friday, October 8th, 2021. And at its meeting of September 28th, 2021, the NFC passed the following resolution, quote, that the NFC asks the interim executive director if she has a plan that she can share with us about KPFK, unquote. Passed without objection. The chair sent an email with that resolution to the IED and is awaiting a response. There are no other new announcements. Okay, that's it for announcements. Teresa, Paul, I understand.
Teresa Allen here.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I just want to say I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. In fact, that was... your motion, and I forgot to put that in there, but that's okay. Now we know. R. Paul, I understand we have some minutes going on to item five.
Yep. I move that we approve the minutes of the September 21st NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion, changes? Hearing none, we'll consider that done with the understanding that changes can be made at any time in the future when appropriate. That
and
brings us,
no,
pardon me?
We got more.
More? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I move that we approve the minutes of the public session of the September 28th NFC meeting.
Any discussion? Changes? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Again, subject to later adjustment. Thank you, R. Paul. Any further? I believe that's it.
That's all.
Good, thank you. Excuse me, I have a little rough throat tonight. I hope that doesn't interfere. The next item is number 6, report, if available, on the KPFK fund drive by the KPFK treasurer. This is a 10-minute item. I don't know if we'll have any report. Fred, do you have any report?
My basic report is that the fund drive started on October 5th, Tuesday, October 5th, and is running currently. I've been told that the daily averages are about $5,000 a day, which are considerably down from the June fund drive or the spring fund drive, which was about $9,000 a day. But they're about the same as last summer's fund drive, which was about $5,500 a day. So the numbers are not impressive, but we are making money, and hopefully there'll be some improvement. And that's about all I can say at this time. I only got the link to Allegiance about an hour ago from our new general manager, Miguel Quesada. It's my fault that we don't have more information. Thank you.
Fred, I have a question, but I'll see if anyone else has any first. Are there any questions for Fred? Hearing none, I'll ask my question, Fred. That number that you cited as the average for the August, the fund drive that ended in August, was that, I thought that was the average at the end. Was that the average throughout, the 5,500?
That was the daily average for the entire fund drive. So, I mean, the fund drive oscillated from sometimes as little as, you know, $1,500 a day to as much as $10,000 a day. But the average was about 5,500. That was for the July-August fund drive, which was 45 days long.
Thank you. Okay. Last time, any other questions? Hearing none, we can go on to our ICFO report. Anita, I know you may not need 20 minutes, but you have it if you need it or want it. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I really am hesitant to say too much since we're not in executive session, but I'll be happy to answer some questions if you have any. As a quick report, staff is working on September financials. So obviously, we will wait to leave the year open for as long as possible to make sure we get everything in, expense and revenue. And that's really has been the focus. And for some of my staff, also they have been working on the items that the AG had requested. I was not on the call. I believe there was one at 8 o'clock. I was really essentially reviewing the financials for August more than anything else. But I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita. I'll open it up. Do we have anyone who has a question?
R. Paul.
Anyone else?
Darren.
Why don't we start there? Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Looking at the...
I thought I heard Sharon say something.
I got Sharon.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, for the... what is it in here? The financials through... The financials, I'll get it to the top of it here, through 8/31, the August, I'm looking at that, and from WBAI and the others, I think, for the miscellaneous slash other income, that's supposed to be where the PPP money goes, right?
Correct.
Okay. For the June 30th financials, they have 93.9, you know, just short of 94,000 in January. But for the August financials, it's showing 126.5 for January and 129 and change for August. I thought both of them were supposed to be about the same, both of them about 94,000.
I don't know, Art Paul. I can find out. The financials, yes, that I'm looking at is $126,557 and $129,000. And you're saying how much each? 91?
94. Well, okay, let me go right back here. In June, it said that in January, we had gotten $93,946.23. So I'm calling it just short of 94,000. And
right.
My impression was that the second PPP loan that was forgiven was of the same size. And whether it was or not, still I don't understand why the latest financials are showing it about 32 grand higher in January.
I think what these financials represent, if you remember, we discussed, I don't remember the time frame, a reallocation of those funds. Do you remember that? And that was because some of those funds were used to pay any outstanding vendors. So I'm pretty sure there's a reallocation of that. So those numbers are not going to be... Do you remember that discussion?
I may remember it, but I didn't know it was going to... Okay, so you're saying that what it's doing is this is the real number now. Before we had a number and there were other things it was going for, and now it's for all
Correct.
Of this. So we really did... So we're showing 32 more... for January and 35 more than we expected for August. And
Correct.
So I guess that's almost, what is that? That's 67 grand there.
That's
extra.
And I'd be happy to send that spreadsheet. I know I have it somewhere where we had received the reallocation of those funds.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that. All right. Thank you.
Fred welcome. For the stack.
Thank you.
Lyndon for the stack.
Oh, we have Sharon first, but I got Fred and Lyndon.
Okay, thanks. Yes. Hi, Anita.
Hello, Sharon.
I have a couple questions. So looking, well, they're mostly related to the loan. My first question is, what is the amount of principal payments that have been made toward the loan? That's my first question. And then my second question is, I think we had talked about showing the interest payments or something. I know we had talked about that because sometimes it's unclear that it's being made. And where would I find, the evidence or where it's recorded that the interest payments are being made on the loan?
Well, that one would be on the national office.
Okay, well, I'm looking at that one. So where would that be on there?
Let me go over there.
Yeah, because I was kind of trying to figure it out, but I couldn't. I mean, I think I that's why I just want you to tell me rather than me guessing.
That's okay. Not a problem. I think it's on line 68.
Mm-hmm. So where it shows like about $50,000 or $53,000,
yeah.
Like it's. And then again in AB. So that shows, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. And then how much of the principal payment has been made so far?
I remember, or I think I remember, that we had paid about $100,000, but I don't remember much more than that. Sharon, let me look that up, the principal
okay.
amount being paid.
Yeah.
I know that the amount that WBAI received, the $200,000, I think a
right.
percentage of that was supposed, that has not been paid.
Oh, that has not.
No, ma'am.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, I would appreciate knowing that, what the amount is that has been paid on the principal.
Okay. I will get it for you, and I'll send it to the committee.
Okay. And then my last question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Is, yeah, thanks. Is on the, it's all just because stuff seems unclear. So on the Texas station, has that? Property, that real estate actually closed? Has there been a sale that has closed?
I'm not aware of that sale. I mean,
okay.
I know of it, but to my knowledge, I've not heard that it's been satisfied or paid. If
so
you
know. Is it pending or something? Is there a pending contract?
I believe it was accepted, so I don't know necessarily when the funds will come in.
I see. Okay, that's my question.
And
thank
I'm
you.
I'm sorry if I'm being vague, but...
No, it's not the kind of info that's on the financials that you prepared for us, so I don't expect you to have all this information, you know, just like in near the top of your head, but I just wanted to ask, well, you know, I have
well,
you here.
And I assure you, if I had heard of it, I would tell you, but I do not know. I don't have that information.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm going to interject here and say that I think most of that discussion and sharing of that information from the executive director, interim executive director, has come during executive sessions of the PNB. So not only have we not heard about your specific question, but at least until there's a public announcement, I don't even think we're really supposed to talk about it because it's all been done in executive session. It's a real estate transaction, so, you know, you want to keep all your options open
right.
until
I
it's done.
I appreciate that, James. I was asking if it had been closed. So from what I understand, it hadn't. So I understand. Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, then I had Fred and then Lyndon.
Anita, I'm looking at the consolidated pane, or tab, on the spreadsheet, and this has reference to the PPP payment. I'm hearing feedback. Could somebody mute their mic? In any case, for all the stations, there are two disbursements of the PPP 1 and 2, the PPP 1 in January and the PPP 2 in August. But on the consolidated pane, I just see one PPP payment in August of a $1.22 million. And I don't see anything in January for the first PPP.
The reason for it, I've got a footnote, a good question, is that the January 1, the first PPP, was moved to FY20 by the auditors. So that is why we're displaying it, so it becomes a wash, if you will. So we show it here, and that's why you don't see it in 21 at all, but it is in 20.
Okay, but we're seeing the disbursements to the stations in FY21. That's correct.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. The only thing I note here is that so it's been moved back to FY20, but I don't see it. See it in the column for FY20.
If you go to in 20.
Right. The previous year, FY20, there's a column R, and I don't see it. I don't see it there.
I'll find it for you, Fred. I think it's part of the consolidated. It should be. It's not. I agree with you. It's not miscellaneous other income. But I know these were some of my questions to staff. And she assured me that it was in 2020, but they're showing it for the units or the taps or the panes, however you want to call it, for each station. It's being shown the first one in January and then the second one in August.
Okay.
Thank you. Corey to the stack. Chris Corey to the stack.
Hey, I've got you, Chris. I just want to say, though, for our Paul's sake, that we were actually in item number 7, which was the ICFO report for 20 minutes, which was intended to be about, you know, contemporary items. And then we have a separate item, which is number 8, for the review of the financials. But it seems like we are jumping the gun and we're reviewing the financials now. So I'm just going to ask if Lyndon and Chris, your questions are regarding the financials. If you could just hold them for a minute and we'll see if anybody has any further questions for Anita about the current situation, anything ongoing, or any other more general questions that don't have to do specifically with the August financials.
James, sorry about that, jumping the gun on the...
don't worry, Fred, it started before you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'm finished anyway.
Thank you, Fred. Is there anybody else who has any, you know, we can just say we're done with the ICFO report and go into the discussion of the financials for number 8. I just wanted to make it clear for our Paul, because he's got to make minutes that make sense out of this later. Okay, hearing no other questions, our Paul, why don't we say that we moved out of number 6 or number 7, we're now
okay.
In number 8. Okay, and then we can go to Lyndon, was next on the stack.
Thank you, James. Our Paul, yeah, the reallocation of the funds from PPP1 and PPP2 for WBAI should have been $67,767. I saw that in KPFTs, although it wasn't the exact number that I thought it should be, but there could be, you know, other things in there that are messing with that just a little bit, throws it off a little bit. But that's where those extra funds came from, when we reallocated a whole bunch of dollars that National spent to pay their accounts payables. Anita, I don't understand how we can be showing on the individual unit the PPP dollars in January and in August, but on the consolidated not show it. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand.
I think the reason that staff did that way, and again, I noticed it also in her note to me. I'll get her to put it in an email and I'll send it out to y'all. that the August amount was shown the consolidated. January 1 PPP was moved to FY20, but will show as a positive for the units and a negative for P&O to wash out.
I did see the negative in the P&O, yes.
Yeah.
I did see that. Okay.
Good. So, I mean, it doesn't have an impact to the bottom line, essentially. This is for presentation purposes, I would say.
Right, but it is kind of odd that it
I agree.
It washed out in January, but it didn't wash out in August, right?
Right.
We're showing $1.22 million in August,
yes,
on the consolidated, but
correct.
Whatever, as long as y'all got it, and I guess you still haven't heard anything, got any paperwork on the house from LaPorte, Texas, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
But I will assure you I'm going to start asking. I mean, all they can say is no, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anita.
Sure.
Chris, before you go, I want to jump in a little bit with just a little reply for Lyndon. Lyndon, we had a number of questions of things that we had or information that we had requested from the national office. And when we turned to the national office, which is the one budget we were unable to complete last year, we need to do that again this year, try to get a budget for the national office so that we can again turn our attention to the central services formula. And when we do that, I want to get a list of all of the things that we had inquired about to the national office and see if we can't get all of that straightened out and taken care of before we move on. So I'm hoping that you'll make notes. I know that you had some other questions. I hope the whole committee will make notes on that so that we can try to close out all those items before we go ahead. That's all. Chris.
Thanks, James. I saw the weird thing there with the January adjustment too. I think it would be just as easy to distribute all those losses that are showing on the P&O's bet on P&O's financial statement to the individual stations as it would be to show them as still on the individual stations and a negative on the P&O. But of course, that's entirely a choice up to, I guess, a combination of NEDA, the NFC, and maybe to a degree the PMB. I agree that it is slightly confusing, and it would be probably just as easy and less confusing losses were distributed rather than retained at the P&O. Using the consolidated, I have a couple of questions. I noticed that the listener revenue is up. That's nice. It's up 4%. The biggest pounding that we took was on line 12 under donations. So I'm going to call cell C12 into question on the consolidated. It's showing in fiscal year 2019, $576,152.69. Anita, if you can't remember, that's fine. But if you can recall, or if anybody else here can recall what that is, I'd appreciate it. Was that the major donor funding that went to? If it's major donor funding, it should be in line 11. So I'm not quite sure what that is.
Are you talking about line 12 donations, Chris?
Yes, line 12 C12 donations on the consolidated.
Yeah, that's huge. I don't remember, but let me highlight it.
So. Okay. Yeah, if you could just jump me a note when you figure it out, I'd appreciate it.
I will.
So let's see. Going down through the consolidated some more, I noticed that expenses network-wide were down 4%. On to, it looks like KPFA and WPFW were the only ones that showed an absolute gain if you back out the PPP funding in revenues. KPFA also had a corresponding increase in expenses, so that would be a net negative on the earnings for KPFA. WPFW is the only one that had an outright gain in earnings of the five divisions. KPFT's sales numbers are a little bit disturbing. The top line is almost as bad as KPFK's, and I think we all know why, but it's definitely something that should garner the Finance Committee's attention. And I guess that's about it. I might have some more questions later. I just opened this up tonight, but if we could figure out what's going on with that one line, line 12 on the consolidated, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
And Chris, if I may ask you a question, I think you comment on WPFW, correct? that
yes.
without the PVP, they are ahead.
Yes, they're ahead both on their top line and their bottom line.
Exactly. Totally agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a nice performing station. I'm really, really pleased with those numbers.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, on net income on on the WBAI tab, line 31, net income.
Hold on a second, Arpal. Is that Teresa?
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if I was muted or not. Never mind.
You're
started.
Not now.
Thank
Were you,
you
asking for the floor earlier?
No, I'm good. Thank
okay.
You.
Okay. Go ahead, Arpal. Sorry.
Okay. On the WBAI tab, on line 31, net income loss, it's showing 81.5 in the black. Is that correct?
Yes, with the PPP funds, of course.
Okay.
But had they not had that, they would be at a loss of $174,000.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Arpal. Anyone else? Sounds like we may need to, if this...
This is Sharon. I have one.
Questions that, just 1 second, Sharon, and I'll get you then. It seems like we may need a little more time to review this, and also Anita may need to have a little time also, obviously, to answer some of these questions. So if we decide that this... Well, we can just decide to do a little bit more of this at our next meeting or see if people are satisfied on emails, and I guess we'll decide that later. Go ahead, Sharon. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Anita.
That's okay.
You wanted to respond to that?
Yes, I did, if you don't mind. I think that I'd like to go back and redistribute the losses, if you will, as Chris suggested, and then find out that line 12 item also, and then resend them, quite frankly. By then, hopefully, we'll have a better idea of what September looks like also.
Mm-hmm.
We could have that done before we meet again in 2 weeks, is it?
Yes. So do you think in 2 weeks we might have September as well?
We might have...
I know you don't want to commit. That's okay. I know it's year end and it'll take longer.
Yes. I mean, but we probably will have some numbers to share with you or what we're going to look like for year end. I mean, I'd much rather for all of us to be comfortable that also give me an opportunity to look at that where we redistribute in the PPP funds. To make sure, and I believe I do have that spreadsheet, so I personally would like to look at those numbers again just to make sure they are exactly as we received them.
Understood. Well, you do your work, and then we'll schedule this on the next agenda if everyone feels like we should.
Chris Corden.
So that's good. Was that Chris?
Yes,
Chris. I have Sharon waiting. Do you want to speak on this subject, this question?
Yeah, it was actually directly related to Anita's last comment. If you don't mind me interjecting, Sharon.
Sharon, do you mind?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Anita. You mentioned that there was a reallocation. I'm gathering this was from the motion passed by the PNB, put forth by Lyndon. Okay, those distributed sums included a portion that was going to KPFA. Is that shown on line 12 for KPFA?
That's what I'm not sure. That's why I'd rather go back Yes, I'm really questioning those dollar amounts. I don't remember.
Yeah, it probably is. It probably is. And the reason why I'm bringing that is I've begun to realize that since this is basically a balance sheet kind of item, these are kind of ghost revenues that are coming into the individual units.
Yes.
The suggestion was that they were used for the other individual stations to cover the unpaid portion of the central services. And that, I think, makes sense because it was absorbed by the national office. But in KPFA's case, they can just be shown as revenues and they'll go as a positive on their balance sheet. I mean, it doesn't, you know, like I say, this is like a beautification project for the balance sheets for the individual units. And it'll have that impact across the board if it's done that way, regardless of whether it's credited to central services or not. So I think it probably is there, but if you can verify that, I would appreciate it.
Be happy to. And that's what I'm saying.
You.
If y'all will indulge me, I'd much rather take time to either look at these items. I don't think that they're necessarily wrong, but maybe a restatement, if you will, the financial statements would probably be.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon. Thank you for waiting.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently things have been happening on the PMB, which are not, I would say, being fully explained at this NFC. So that was actually my question, which Chris's question sort of answered. Looking at January on the PNO line 16, the total revenue, which does show the negative number there. Now, I thank you, Lyndon, for pointing that out. I'm not totally following. I'm not totally following the rationale, which I'm not questioning it. I'm just not following it. Apparently, there's been discussions about this that I'm not privy to. So I'm not totally following the rationale for why it's now showing as a loss when it wasn't previously. So perhaps maybe you could explain that, what's going on there.
Anita, if you don't mind, I think I can explain it.
So, please. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. So I think the decision was made sometime over the last 6 months. Anita can specify exactly when that that portion of the PPP fund should be reflected in the audit, in the previous year's audit. So it was backed out, but it wasn't backed out in the kind of way that most people would expect. Instead of being backed out from the individual units and showing up as a zero in the P&O, it was backed out of the P&O and left alone in the individual units. The net impact is exactly the same, regardless of which way it would be. In this particular way, it saved. I can give a little support to Netta for doing it the way that they did. It's easier this way.
Yes,
you only have to change one number in order to make it work this way, and it shows up in the consolidated quote correctly unquote. But unfortunately, it doesn't show in the individual tabs correctly on any of the individual tabs. So yeah, what we're suggesting in the, And Sharon, this did not come up in the PNB. This has never come up anywhere. It came up now. And so this is the first time I've actually seen this item in this particular way and how it was treated. And it is a strange treatment, but it does actually work. It's just bizarre to look at. So
yeah.
There you have
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. So, but just to clarify something else you said, Chris, or maybe Anita, that some of the PPP money was used to cover central services payments of the other stations, but, KPFA had paid its central services. So if I understood what you said correctly, it still should show as positive income for KPFA, if I understood what you said. Okay.
That's absolutely correct. That's what I'm suggesting to Anita, and I'm hoping that that's what was done because, like I say, I don't think it actually impacts. Sorry, and James, I apologize for the back and forth.
Oh, that's absolutely correct.
I don't think it actually has any impact, no matter how it's treated, because it's all, as I say, it's all past stuff. It's stuff from the past. So it's just another way of viewing how those PPP funds were received. They were received by the national office. They were used by the national office. They were used to fulfill expenses by the national office. But the proposal that Lyndon presented was that they actually should have been allocated to the individual stations. And if they had been, then the individual stations could have made their central services payments. And so the rationale was basically to allow them to do that retroactively. But as you pointed out, since KPFA had already done that, the only way to show it is as a gain. So it's going to flow through to the balance sheet as an intercompany exchange.
And I'll just interject to say that the basis for that was that the PPP money was to support payroll. It came to the stations as compensation for payroll. So that's really the appropriate way it should be done. It comes to the station for payroll. The stations, however, passed it on to the national office so that they could pay their outstanding payables and then credit it to the stations that needed it for their central services. So that actually comports with how the law was designed, how the program was designed.
It does, but if I can interject one more thing, there was only the requirement that 70% be used for that. So there's an additional 30% that could have been used for other things. We didn't
and was,
in that
correct.
Particular way, especially in the first, particularly in the first round, but that was
right.
Actually an eligible thing. So anyway.
All correct.
Correct.
Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon. Well, let me see if Sharon was done. Are you done, Sharon?
No, that was. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay, Lyndon.
I'd like to ask Chris about that donations line again. I thought he said C-12 on the consolidated.
That's right. It's $576,000. It's on the far
left.
That's
2019.
Side.
That's 2019.
I know it is. I know I understand that. But the reason that I'm calling it into question is because it's the most dramatic decline year over year that I'm seeing in the revenue column. So I'm wondering why, you know, if that's just a single donation, that's fine. I want to understand what that donation is. But if it's like a whole bunch of donations, then why is there such a precipitous decline between 2019 and 2020? I just don't get it. It's a $751,000 dip, and it's just bugging me, basically.
Oh, okay, but that's the 751 is between the 859 or of the prior year. See, physical year 20 is physical year.
Maybe it was R12 that I should be calling into question. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, yes, it was even higher than 2019, but also it's right in your backyard. If you look on the KPFA tab on line 12, you'll see 387 in 2019 and 683 in 2020. And then year to date, you're at 23.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So I think I remember having this discussion with, I remember this now. Thank you, Lyndon. That actually, I didn't know which tab it was on, so I appreciate you pointing that out. Okay, I remember this now. Thank you. I got
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Are you going to let us know?
Well, yeah. I mean, the revenue at KPFA has been divided amongst donations, which are continuing memberships that are not solicited, and listener support. And it appears to me that practice was either curtailed or something drastically changed in the way that revenues are collected at the station. And I haven't gotten that completely clarified yet, honestly. But yeah, I have to remember in the case of KPFA, or at least I'm choosing to do it this way, to combine lines 8 and 12 together just in order to kind of make sense of where the revenue flow is in practical terms. In other words, I just ignore the fact that they're separate items and add them together just to help me understand what the actual situation is at KPFA. Does that make sense to you, Lyndon?
Yes. Yeah.
Am I still on? Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Is there anyone else who has another question? Hearing none, are we possibly finished with this for tonight, and we will see if we need to revisit it? I hear sound, but I don't hear a question. Okay, Anita. Anita, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, sir. I'm sure that the auditors took that first PPP funds to record it in 2020. And probably even, well, I don't know. We probably did the JE for it. But anyway, I will go back and meet with staff and restate the statements.
Actually, James, may I interject one more time?
Of course.
Okay. I think I may have I may understand why they chose to do it the way they did it. Lyndon's proposal was that we take both rounds of PPP funding amongst the individual stations according to their share of central services, I believe. I think that was the proposal. And in order to reflect that at the individual stations, I think this might actually be the only way they could do that. And the reason is that since the audit picked up half of the PPP funding in the previous year, you wouldn't actually be able to see it as an individual line item. And so just to show that they had in fact done that, performed that task, I think that's why they decided to leave the January figures where they were, so people could see, hey, look, we actually did that. We did what you asked us to do instead of us having to dig back through last year's financials in order to see that transaction. I think that's why they chose to do it the way they did. Even though it's peculiar, I think it actually helped us see that they actually reallocated the funds.
Chris, I really do think that it was something like that. Because, I mean, you know, the staff that works on this, generally we don't take shortcuts, but it could have been a recommendation.
That's what I'm thinking is that it was a recommendation than an oversight. I think that's what I'm thinking right now.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion of these August financials? Hearing none, I think we can put this to rest for now and move on to number 9 on our agenda, which is the budget timelines, which is where we discuss how the different units are coming along with their preparation of a budget for 2022. So we know that KPFA has submitted a budget already. Thank you. Congratulations. Do you have anything you want to say about that, Sharon?
No, I mean, we can just, let me know when to schedule a time, to have the business manager come before the NFC so it can be approved, I guess, is what I would just say. Let me know what your time frame is or how you want to do that.
Yeah, I think, as I was saying, I think we want to go to deal with the national office and get a central services formula probably before we start looking at the individual budgets. Okay. We can discuss that further down the line. Yes, we certainly will do that.
Okay.
Good. All right. Thank you, Sharon. Let's go to KPFK and see, Fred, if you have any information for us.
Yes, I have some good news. Miguel Quesada, our new general manager, has submitted to us a draft budget for FY22, and I'm gonna send it out tonight to our local finance committee members. And maybe we'll have some discussion about it tomorrow at our finance meeting. So it looks like we're ahead of the curve this year, as compared to last. We actually have a general manager who's put his ideas down into a budget, and he's submitting it to us to start reviewing and start asking questions.
Excellent. That sounds great. And I forgot to ask I'll ask the directors as well. Beth, do you have anything to add?
Thank you. Not at the moment.
Okay, and I should go back to you, Chris, and see if you had anything to add about the KPFA budget.
No, James, I don't. I think that Sharon and Maria have done a nice job with this. So I look forward to reviewing it. I still haven't reviewed it, so I look forward to that.
Understood. Thank you. Okay, let's go over to KPFT. Teresa, do you have any report for us on the situation there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, my gosh. I'm sorry. We had a meeting 2 weeks ago to discuss revenue, raising revenue, but we have not done any more specific work on the budget. But I would imagine that is what we're going to be working on at our very next meeting. And I need to get with the chair of the finance committee on that. So we will make it a high priority.
May I ask you, Teresa, when are your KPFT budget for finance committee meetings?
That's a very good question. They have been falling on the – we have been holding them last couple times before the National Finance Committee meetings, but we do not have a specific date every month that we have it, like on the first Tuesday or whatever. I wish we did, and I have asked the chair if we could. Seems like we're reinventing the wheel every time we have a meeting. Hey, everybody, when you want to meet next? But I can only ask the chair and the committee, again, if they would like to do that, if they'd like to schedule a regular meeting. But I'll try to have a more specific answer for you about that and also about the budget at our next National Finance Committee meeting.
I appreciate that. That's the one finance committee I have not been able to attend yet, usually because there was a conflict. So I'd like to try
maybe,
and do that. So
maybe,
keep it posted.
Maybe Linda has something to add.
Lyndon?
Yes, that was me laughing. Sorry, I wasn't on mute. When you said you hadn't attended one of our finance committee meetings, boy, sign up. They're on Tuesdays. They're on Tuesdays.
I don't know what I'm missing, huh?
Right, exactly. Around 4 in the afternoon or something. And, Teresa, I do believe we passed the budget for 2022. Yeah. And I told this, at least I told James, you know, one time that we had passed one. So we too are ready to go. Of course, ours is bare bones and, you know, a lot of what ifs in it, but we did pass one.
Good.
Nobody has sent it to you?
Yeah, were you asking, sure, Teresa?
Yes, I'm asking you, James, or I guess I'm asking the secretary if he has received it.
The things, nobody sends it to me.
Okay.
It should come out of, generally it should come out of the treasurer, or it could come out of a director, but then it should get sent to the NFC mailing list.
All right. Well, I will attempt to get that to the NFC mailing list.
I'll say, for my part, I do remember hearing that it had taken place, but I don't remember receiving it.
All right. Well, let me see if I can get
and that. Part of having a new general manager. So I'm sure we'll get it sorted out.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Why don't we go around to WPFW? Is Julie here?
Nick here.
Hi, Nick.
Here. So we will have the WPFW budget in for approval at tomorrow's LSB meeting.
Ah. Wonderful. Very good. Okay, and I don't think Julie is here, right?
I am.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Did you want to add anything?
No, the only thing I'll add is that if anyone on the LSB tomorrow says, oh, let's put this vote off for another month, I plan to object because they've had it for a while. And, you know, so anyway, I'm optimistic that we really will pass it tomorrow.
Very good. That's the politics side, see? Didn't get that from the treasurer. Very good. All right. Much appreciated. Our Paul, do you want to speak about WBAI?
Yeah. Yes, we have completed our, putting together the FY22 draft budget, and we'll be presenting it to the local station board tomorrow night.
Very good. I don't have anything to add to that. So, I think that concludes our business, unless anyone has any new business. I think we could actually adjourn early.
I move to adjourn.
Yay!
I think because it's early, we have to have a vote on that.
I move that we adjourn.
I just moved.
Yeah, okay, so now we have to vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see if there are any
objections.
We
can do it by acclamation.
Okay, yeah, let's say for no objections. Are there any objections? Hearing none. We are done.
Hooray!
Amazing.
Historical.
Good night, all.
Good night. Now I can get
historical.
To sleep.
Historical.
Good night.
Thank you, R. Paul.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Anita.
Good
Thanks,
night.
Everyone.